Penny, let's go to you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
I have a real quick question about middle of the night eating, but I also would like to reinforce the things that you said about vitamin B12 injections. I realized after I started them that my sciatica that I've had since I was 14 has passed.
Yay!
50 years I've been battling with it, and then it was, so you made that comment, and I thought, hey, I've got the titch of it. I just barely know it's there. Major improvement, as is the gout in my toe. So I
Yay.
Believe in what you're recommending there. And the only other thing is that if patients do give it, of course it needs to go IM, intramuscular. Please have them look it up on YouTube on how to do it correctly. And it looks like it would hurt like the dickens. If you do it correctly, you don't even feel the needle go in. It is amazing.
Well, thanks for passing that along to everyone, ma'am. We appreciate it.
There you go. Now, the question I have is I wake up multiple times during the middle of the night outrageously hungry. Mm-hmm. And the only way I can go back to sleep is eating. If I attempt to ignore it, I'm awake again in 15 minutes. Then I'm awake again in 10.
Oh, no.
And I am trying to figure out a protein snack at bed isn't doing the trick, and I really would like to sleep. And I'm wondering.
No kidding. Okay, ma'am, what's your usual blood pressure?
Right now, it's been running 111 over 87.
And does it ever run higher or lower than that?
No. If it runs higher, it might be in the 130 over 98 range, but that's about the highest it gets.
And low? What's
the
lowest it gets?
It was 132 over 98. That was high. And low mm-hmm. would be 111 over 78.
Okay. And let's see. If you go long without eating in the daytime, do you also get any ravenously hungry?
No, I do not.
You do not? Okay.
I'm hungry, but I can ignore it. So if
okay.
I get separated from food, it's kind of like, okay, I'll eat in an hour when I get home where I know mm-hmm. food is.
What's your height and weight, ma'am?
I am about 5'1", 175 pounds.
Okay. Worth asking that because if the height and weight are out of line on the low side, then sometimes we have someone with weak adrenals, and if so, the cortisol isn't being made adequately. And if that's the case, what do you know? The blood sugar will drop in the middle of the night. But this is any time of night, not a certain time, right?
It will be on a pretty regular basis. I can bank on 3 o'clock within 15 minutes. Sometimes I go to sleep and I'm awake exactly in an hour, hungry mm-hmm. as heck. And
okay.
same thing happens around 5 o'clock in the morning, about every other hour.
Okay. Any type 2 diabetes in your family, or has it ever been suspected in you?
0, and my blood sugar was 98. Just a month or two ago during my physical.
Now that's fasting blood sugar, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm being told we're coming up on the top of the hour break, so if we have to go there, then you just hang in there, Penny, and we'll get back to you after the top of the hour. But 98 is high normal. Okay. There we go with our break. I'll get back to that after the break, and it's just radio stuff, so hang in there. Okay, let's get back here to Penny. You still with us, ma'am? Okay. With your blood sugar dropping like that at that time of night, one has to be a little bit suspicious. I can't say this is proven, but a little bit suspicious that your insulin levels are running too high, or your cortisol levels are running too low, or sometimes both. Now, when a person has a fasting blood sugar of 98, that's toward the high side. A lot of people have fasting blood. It's not too high, according to the official numbers, but the official numbers only go up to about 100, so it's getting close. So one has to be a little tiny bit suspicious of a higher-than-usual insulin signal. And then When one is waking up at that time of night, that's usually close to the time when cortisol goes to its lowest. Now, the reason this makes it all makes a difference is that insulin pushes blood sugar down. And when blood sugar goes down, when we're supposed to be sleeping, a neurologist wrote us a long paper that showed that high insulin will actually push the blood sugar down at that time. And a funny thing, but if there's not enough cortisol, what does cortisol do? Cortisol is supposed to keep the blood sugar from being pushed down too far so that we wake up. And if the cortisol, if there isn't enough cortisol, then that insulin can push the blood sugar down, and there's no cortisol to resist it, so it just goes down, down, down. And again, at nighttime, when our blood sugar goes down, we wake up. And this neurologist wrote us the paper, showed that in the daytime, when our blood sugar goes down, we get sleepy. It's the damnedest thing. But that's the way it works. So it appears you'd best be checking with the doc who works with this kind of stuff and find out what your cortisol levels are and what your insulin levels are. And both of those, there's very good tests for. One, the cortisol one is a 24-hour urine collection test. The insulin one is a bit more of a nuisance. One either has to have blood drawn after ingesting sugar, or one has to have their finger poked for a drop of blood after ingesting sugar. It's sugar and water, of course, to see how high the insulin goes. And that's probably what it's going to take to sort it out, is to find out, again, what your own personal levels of insulin and cortisol are, ma'am, because that's the one thing that could explain this if it's going on.
That makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. And the finger stick, is that something that I could do with a meter at home? Or should that be done in a lab or with a doctor?
It's usually done in the laboratory, because the very occasional person, and I really do mean very occasional, it's like 1 in 100, when their blood sugar drops too low and remember it's daytime, why, what do you know, they nap out. They might hit their head if they nap out. So it's a good idea to have it done at the laboratory. Meridian Valley Laboratory does that right on premises. And, of course, the 24-hour urine collection is done at home.
And if it's done on premises, do I need to report into the lab, like, every 2 hours? Or how does that work?
No, most people get very bored, and they sit there with a book or something, and then they get their finger poked or blood drawn every hour in the hour for 4 hours.
For 4 hours. Okay, very good. Bring a book and 4 hours.
Yep, and of course you'll need a so-called order for that lab test. But funny thing, in Washington State, people can order their own blood tests. Imagine that. We're adults, and we can do that. Unfortunately, the insurance company won't cover it, but that's the way it goes.
I would imagine not. But this gives me someplace solid to look. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.
I appreciate it.